This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Throughout the day, we've been talking to a number of you who are living in flood risk areas and are facing all kinds of troubles over the last few days. We're about to cross to Ebenezer, which is in the northwest of Sydney. If you go past Cat Eye and Pitt Town, you'll find Ebenezer, and you also find Andrew. I was this morning looking at all kinds of news services, including around the world, and at the BBC, they reported on a rescue in the Hawkesbury that I believe you had a front row seat to yesterday. What happened?
We had the police block off the road. We thought that actually they were trying to evacuate our North Richmond site, but they were actually just blocking off the road, and that care flight landed on the road, literally to the driveway of our store. So the police officer there I actually knew and asked him a couple of questions, and it turns out there was a lady there in labour, so they flew her out, took her over to Nepean, and I believe it, well, from what the news said yesterday, everything seemed to have gone well. So, but yeah, bit of excitement for that the day.
That's pretty incredible to think that that happened in front of your store when you wouldn't usually see something like that happen on an usual day.
Yeah, well, I think they would normally land on the ovals, but they're just it's just so wet. It's I think they're a bit concerned about the safety of getting a pregnant lady across the oval and all the rest.
Your family owns some hardware stores around Hawkesbury, and you've actually been doing a bunch to help out the community over the last few days. What's been happening?
So we've got 3 Mitre 10 stores in the Hawkesbury region, so obviously, with the rain and the wet weather, we've probably had 30 or 40 delivery cancellations over the next couple of days, and we can't really get anywhere. So we've been running bulker bags of sand out to customers. People have been coming in, filling up sand, buying generators, all that sort of stuff. Went down to a person's house yesterday and gave them a hand starting up a generator after work. So big little things like that, doing our bit. So, yeah.
What's the vibe among customers at the moment?
Mixed. Some come in that they're quite in a bit of a panic at the moment. I had a few customers come in like looking at the largest generators possible because they just don't know what to purchase and all the rest. But they're just in a bit of a panic mode. They don't know what's going to happen. So just making them sit them down for a bit, just go, well, look, it's not that bad. Like, we're going to get through this and all the rest. Helping them out as they come in.
Brian from Pitt Town, Hope listener. What's the situation like in Pitt Town this morning?
Yeah, we're pretty surrounded by floodwater on all sides at the moment from the Hawkesbury River. Fortunately, we've still got one road out that's still open, which is good. Otherwise, we can become a flood island if it gets high enough. But luckily, it's sort of staying steady a bit under that level, which is good. Pitt Town's kind of interesting because there's a lot of different levels. Like where I am, it's quite high, but then unfortunately, in some places, it's very low. So some people have been evacuated and have a bit of their stuff underwater, which is quite sad.
Yeah, it is. You've lived along the Hawkesbury your whole life, I believe, and you've been through floods before.
Yeah, I used to live across the river at Wilberforce, so it's certainly been a long time since we've had a major flood like this, I think like 1992. But it used to actually happen quite regularly back in the 80s and early 90s, and so yeah, I've got a lot of memories as a kid of my dad driving us out to all the vantage points as a kid. And you know, as a kid, it was quite exciting stuff. You'd sort of see this road that you used to drive on sort of disappeared under a sea of water. So it's just amazing seeing the whole landscape, I guess, change. And it certainly brought back some memories now, I think, seeing it and taking my own kids out and seeing, you know, quite an amazing sight from the top of the hill at Pitt Town. It's like an ocean of water. So, and I think as a kid, you know, it's all fun. But now as an adult, I'm a bit more worried about, you know, what's the impact on my family? What's the impact on, you know, other people and how they're suffering with some of the flooding, yeah.
Now, you're part of a pretty strong church community, Pitt Town Anglican. In what ways are you as a community looking out for each other at this time?
Yeah, I think the whole community at Pitt Town, including the church members who live, who really rallied together to help each other. I think it's been really heartwarming to see people with the means to relocate other people's farm equipment or even animals sort of offer that assistance up. I mean, people have been offering their homes for food for anyone who's been displaced. So it's been really great to see. There's a lot of messages going around. How are you? Are you safe? Is there anything you need? So I can really see God at work there, which is great.
Michelle from North Richmond. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, Michelle, you work at Norwest Christian College. Have you found that if you've come across students at the school, have you found that they're asking questions? Are they nervous? What's the vibe?
They're nervous. You know, we had this flood February last year as well. So, like, We have been something similar before, but not like this. This has been twice as bad. It's come up a lot higher than it did last time. We were still able to sort of get access out last time, where it's a lot different. So we've seen a few of other of our friends down at, you know, the river, as we're all sort of sticky beaking as the waters are rising. And look, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, nervous and excitement, but I mean, to be honest, some of them are a bit cheering, you know, no school for a few days. But, you know, for some of the others, it's also, you know, you're blocked off from access from other people. And, you know, a lot of kids love school. So it's a bit hard too, sort of having to be away from their friends. We had an excursion planned this week that, you know, my kids now can't go to. And so it's just a bit tricky, you know, those little things that, you know, students do love, they're having to miss out. Teachers are having to try and do the best that they can, you know, bringing back memories from last year and things. So yeah, it's just uncertain times.
Yeah, are there plans to move to online learning? Or I guess it's probably too early to say that, isn't it?
Well, you know, I know schools have had to do the best that they can today. They're shut, so they're sending through what they can. But, you know, they also understand that, you know, families come first and your safety comes first. So, you know, they're sending through what you can for those who, you know, want to keep learning, but also completely compassionate to those that just need to worry about their family and houses right now.
Good morning, Erica.
Hi.
Now, you're in Freeman's Reach right now. What's the situation around your place?
Well, our place is okay. The backyard's really soggy, but we can't go anywhere because all the roads are blocked. We're underwater.
So has that been a concern for you and those that you live with? I mean, are you worried about supplies or getting cut off for quite some time?
So I think I started having a mild panic about Saturday. So anytime anyone left the house, I was go and buy milk. So I think we're right for milk. Other food, not quite so sure.
Okay.
Could run out of that. Yeah, but it's a bit worrying, like looking on Facebook and that and seeing what people are doing and just thinking we've only got a Coles and an Aldi on this side and there's no access in because the normal mega escape route, which is going up over the mountains and back through Katoomba, is shut as well because of landslides. So if it goes on, we're sort of thinking we're going to be stuck till tomorrow, but looking at the water, it's like we're going to be stuck for quite a while. So it could get interesting.
Okay. Now, you work as a school teacher at a school in Kenthurst. Obviously, you can't get to the school. How are you navigating that?
Well, luckily today, I don't work today, so that's fine. My husband also works there, so yes, so we just had to ring up and say we can't get there, we need casual teachers and send work in. Yeah, not sure how we're going to go forward.
Okay, yeah, because it
depends how long it lasts.
Yeah, okay. How's your family doing?
Well, the kids think it's fantastic. Because they're basically, you know, oh, we can't do anything, we're staying here, we're going to stay in bed. They're teenagers. So.
Okay, right.
They're sort of having a bit of fun. And, I mean, yesterday it was only one day. Today will be another day, but it's sort of still a bit of a novelty at the moment because it's never happened before.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.